From top to bottom, Dems use the fear of a virus as a catalyst for left-wing policy efforts, was the headline of my commentary on 16 April. Democrats this week got a federal judge in San Antonio to simply take over the Texas voting system to allow everyone in the state to vote by mail. We hope the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will quickly stop this nonsense. The lawsuits filed at every level by Democrats to get a judge to change election law in Texas because of the virus demonstrates that the left will use any and everything to move its agenda. On 2 April, I aired a commentary headlined, "Health Officials Wasted Time on the Speculative, Didn't Harden the Known." In a 19 May piece at National Review, Jim Talent wrote, "Another problem with extreme measures is that they divert the attention of authorities from focusing on the most urgent threats posed by the disease. 2 months ago, a pandemic expert, a longtime friend who I respect greatly, told me his biggest fear was COVID-19 would get into nursing homes. That fear has been realized in part because in many places, inadequate steps were taken to protect that population. One of the reasons for that failure may have been that authorities were distracted by the difficulties of maintaining restrictions over the whole population. It's hard to focus on the really urgent aspects of pandemic response when, for example, government resources are being diverted to count the number of cars parked at a law office. It's another way of making my point. Officials' diluted limited time and resources dealing with things only speculatively contributive to the pandemic, it did not focus on the known." I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.